This is WKSU News. I'm Tim Rudell. With the promise of creating 1,000 jobs, the TJX company, parent of TJ Maxx and HomeGoods, wants to put a distribution center in Lordstown. But some residents near where the 1.5 million square foot facility would be built have been trying to block it. Some neighbors of the project want to hold a referendum to overturn zoning changes that local leaders made to allow TJ Maxx to proceed. Opponents need 124 signatures from a community of about 3,200 to force the special election. State Senator Sean O'Brien, who is a supporter of the project, says getting the will of the people is a good idea, but says it will be crucial for everyone to be aware of the facts.
I think they're going to get the signatures because they don't need that many. So the next step is the August 21st ballot initiative. It will be the people of Lordstown. They need to come out and understand what's going on and then cast their votes accordingly.
The potential for 1,000 new jobs at a TJX facility in Lordstown comes as GM may eliminate 1,500 at its nearby complex. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.